If I only have one wish this Christmas, it would be to hear the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. A Medicare podcast that barks up the right tree every time. And now, practicing bird calls under the spreading chestnut tree, it's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another thrill-packed episode of the Medicare for the Lazy Man. As my Canadian nephew just told you, I am Doug Jones, your Medicare expert. My Canadian nephew, by the way, is Drew McMillan, and his parents are out here in Arizona with me this week enjoying some, what they thought was going to be warm weather and sunshine. They were going to manufacture some vitamin D. They set aside several days this week just for the purpose of manufacturing vitamin D. And unfortunately for them, it looks like they picked the wrong week to come down to Arizona from Canada. Today, we actually have sunshine available, but it's too cold to be out hanging around manufacturing vitamin D. So I don't know what they're up to today, but I know it's not going to be enjoying the fun in the sun that I promised them months ago when they made these travel arrangements. So I guess I owe them an apology because the weather is likely to be blamed on me. Anyway, one thing that won't be blamed on me if you follow my happy advice is any mistakes that might be made during your transition to Medicare. My goal in life is to have you have a smooth, happy, and confident transition. And the way I do that is to provide you with my written thoughts on Medicare, what it is, what it does, what it shouldn't do, and how you can make sure that you don't make any mistakes when you approach Medicare age or Medicare enrollment time. And my book is very, very reasonably priced. If you were to go to Amazon.com and put in the search window, Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023, make sure you put that number in there because you might get an older version if you do. If you don't put the number in. So Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023, you're going to find four different versions of the book: the hardcover, the softcover or paperback, the Kindle or ebook, and the Audible book that you can listen to. And it's a nice little choice to have. It's always nice to have options. If you'll remember back when Russia was our scariest enemy in the whole world, I'll bet you that if we had gone to Russia and looked for a hardware store to buy, say, building materials to improve our DACA, or if we had gone to a restaurant in order to enjoy a lengthy menu, let's see, which of these should I want to eat today? You couldn't get that stuff in Russia. Russia was a dark, dingy place to live. And frankly, if they had had Medicare for the Lazy Man on sale in Russia, you would have gotten one and one type only. You wouldn't have had any choice. We give you a choice of four different books. So those of you with that are on a budget, you can get the ebook. That is less than $4. If you're comfortable, you can get the paperback book, and that's about $8. And if you really want to splurge, or if you've got a loved one who has a birthday coming up, or that you know that they're going to be leaving their job and enrolling in Medicare, you can get them the hardcover book, which is $22, but well worth it. It's got colorful illustrations, and it's so durable, it'll last forever. It'll be handed down from one generation to the next. It's a gift that you give to your loved one or friend that will keep on giving. Anyway, this is about the time in the podcast episodes when I introduce my friend and guru, my podcasting guru, Randy Carson. Hello, Randy Carson. How are things today?
Hello, Mr. Jones. I'm doing well. How are you doing? You look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed as long as I don't open the door to feel the coldness of the air outside. It's like in Illinois. It was always colder when there was no cloud in the sky, when the sun was shining brightly in January or February. That's when they had record-setting colds. And My Canadian relatives are down here with their friends. I'm sure they promised their friends all kinds of, you know, we're going to get sunburned and bring your swimming suits and all that stuff.
Well, you'll still get sunburned. You'll just get frozen doing it.
Yep. Well, Randy has some activities planned for the end of this.
Yes, I do.
And apparently he has a co-conspirator that I may have to chastise later on. We'll see. But by the time this episode airs, we're all going to have birthdays because we're so far ahead. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time worrying about it now. I'm going to meet Randy back here at the end of the episode and we'll see what transpires. First
one of our senior, writers, okay. Dominic Regina.
Well, I just, I'm hoping that the budget doesn't have a big fat paycheck for him every week.
Well, you know, he lives on the East Coast, so you know they get a little bit better writing wages out there than we do in Arizona.
Yeah, everything's more expensive on the East Coast. So I actually did a little research. I was not podcasting, but I was working hard at my desk the other day, and a car, you know, one of these little foreign four-door cars that I would never be caught dead in, came up the street slowly and then turned around and then went back down the street. I managed to grab my phone and take a picture of it, and on the side of the car, it says Medicare Trans LLC, and then it has an 800 number. And I thought, that's kind of wacky. And I know from personal experience and from doing the research for this podcast that Medicare Advantage plans that offer rides to doctor's appointments and so forth typically are not available in your higher-end suburban residential areas. And so I was very surprised to see that this car was looking for somebody probably to take to a doctor's appointment. And I wanted to do more. So I actually went on the internet and I typed in that 800 number. And by yumpin' yimini, I found a website for Medicare Trans LLC. And it says accepting, scheduling, routing, dispatching, transportation requests for all. And of course, it's such a badly designed website that I can't even read the writing. Randy and Margaret would never have allowed this to get out of their laboratory. But it says, "Welcome. We have been transporting passengers to and from their respected medical appointments." Tell me where the mistake is on that sentence. For their respected medical appointments since 2012.
Did these people grow up in a barn?
I believe so. It certainly wasn't in school. They were not in a classroom. We started in Arizona and now have expanded our services into New Mexico in 2016. Now, when they wrote that, it was probably 2016. Now that it's 2023, you'd think they might go back and revise that sentence a little bit. Then the next sentence is, we are known for our on-time and quality transport services. So they've got two R's, A-R-E. They should have used an O-U-R at the very least. I would have massaged that sentence into something a little more interesting. And it says, please take a look at what and how we handle business. Thank you, in big capital letters. So I know right now that the service is, at least the advertiser, the website is run by illiterates. But anyway, somehow they are taking people to doctor's offices and doctor's appointments. And I don't know how they get paid unless it's from the federal government through a Medicare Advantage plan right into the pocket of some Medicare Advantage plan executive who's figured out how to steal money from the Treasury, from the U.S. Treasury. So I would like
to point out that I'm not going to take a ride from anybody who can't spell.
Mm, very good. Yes. Be sure and test them before you have to get in the car. And frankly, it's been a couple of years. You were in the hospital about this time during COVID City back in 2001, yeah, as I recall. So it's been about 2 years since you were released from back into the wild.
Yes.
I'm glad you came through that without any permanent problems.
Yeah, it did its damnedest to try to kill me off, but it missed.
Ah, good, good. Well, here we go with another Medicare supplement article that I'm always happiest reading about Medicare supplements, because those are the plans that all of my clients have, and those are the plans that will protect you the best of all if you are on Medicare and you need medical treatment. Medicare doesn't cover everything. It leaves a bunch of holes and gaps, and those gaps can last forever. There is no limit. So they allow insurance companies to sell Medicare supplement plans that will protect you from the gaps in Medicare. And that would be, Medigap is what they call those things, but I call them Medicare supplements. There are all kinds of Medicare supplement plans. This is where it gets really confusing for people, because there's a letter for each type of plan. So insurance companies all can sell Medicare supplement plans if they want to, but if they're going to sell a plan F, it has to be identical to all the plan Fs at all the other insurance companies. If they're going to sell a plan G, it has to have the same benefits as plan G offered by all the other insurance companies. The same with plan N, or my favorite, plan high deductible, or plan HDG. High deductible plan G has to be the same at all of the insurance companies that offer that plan. So this article says Medicare supplement plans F, G, and N as in Nancy. Which one is best? And I don't even know which one they're going to say is best. This is the first time I've actually read this article. So let's tear into it and see what they think is best. Medicare supplement plans F, G, and N are the most popular Medigap plans with the highest rates of enrollment nationwide. Which one is best depends on the beneficiary and their specific health care needs. By and large, Plan F is the most popular Medicare supplement plan due to its coverage of more out-of-pocket Medicare costs than any other Medigap plan type. Plan F pays for Medicare deductibles, copays, and other costs associated with Medicare-covered services, so beneficiaries don't have to worry about out-of-pocket expenses. However, Plan F is no longer available to any Medicare beneficiary who became eligible for Medicare on or after January of 2020. And that means anybody who was born in 1955 or later. Due to these enrollment restrictions, Plan G is becoming the most popular Medicare supplement plan type for new Medicare enrollees, as it covers the most Medicare costs of any Medigap plan type that's available to all beneficiaries. Plan G beneficiaries, I would say participants, Plan G participants only have to pay their annual Part B deductible. This year, that's $226. So it's a deductible, but it's not a huge deductible, not a big, scary Obamacare deductible. But after that, once you've paid that $226 in outpatient medical treatment, you will be covered for 100% of all Medicare-covered medical expenses. Lastly, Plan N is the third most popular type of Medicare supplement plan, which supports enrollees interested in a broad range of coverage. It provides 100% of Medicare Part B coinsurance costs, with the exception of $20 copays for office visits and $50 copays for emergency room visits. Beneficiaries are responsible for the annual Part B deductible as well. This structure keeps the cost of the plan relatively low, despite risking higher out-of-pocket expenses, which is why it's generally preferred by those with fewer medical needs. So, benefits of Medicare supplement plans. One of the primary benefits of Medicare supplement plans is that they help mitigate the costs of health care not covered by original Medicare, such as copayments, coinsurance, deductibles. Any Medicare beneficiary who's concerned about incurring potentially high out-of-pocket costs should consider Medigap plans and how they can help cover those expenses. Some Medicare supplement plans also provide coverage for services that original Medicare doesn't cover, such as medical care needed during travel outside the U.S. Medicare enrollees who enjoy frequent travel often enjoy the additional layer of protection that provides. Medicare Advantage versus Medicare supplement plans. Here's where Randy and I spend a lot of our time. Medicare Advantage plans serve as a substitute for original Medicare, providing the same coverage plus some additional benefits like prescription drug coverage. Meanwhile, Medicare supplement plans or Medigap plans are sold by private insurance companies to people enrolled in original Medicare to help fill the gaps of that coverage. The 10 types. Now, let me explain that paragraph in layman's terminology. Medicare Advantage plans substitute themselves for Medicare. In other words, if you buy a Medicare Advantage plan, they take away Medicare, and the insurance company plan becomes your version of Medicare. You notice it didn't say that it fills the gaps in Medicare. It's just got its own gaps in maybe in different places, but it is a substitute for Medicare. Now, if you buy a Medicare supplement plan, you get to keep Medicare, and the Medicare supplement plan protects you from those gaps that Medicare has. So that's the difference, one of the differences between the two. Now, there are 10 types of Medigap or Medicare supplement plans, and they provide standardized coverage to beneficiaries nationwide, and they help pay for things like deductibles, coinsurance, and copays. Because plan coverages are standardized, only monthly premium rates vary from provider to provider. It's also important to note that Medigap policies don't cover prescription drugs. A person enrolled in original Medicare who wants prescription drug coverage needs to purchase a separate Medicare Part D, as in dog, plan in addition to any Medicare supplement plan. Meanwhile, Medicare Advantage policies are only standardized in that they must provide the same benefits as original Medicare. But that's not really true either. What they have to do is provide actuarially equivalent coverage. They don't have to provide the same benefits. They're not a direct substitute. After this threshold is met, private insurance providers can add any number of benefits and services to a plan like prescription drugs, dental care, vision care, and more to make them more comprehensive and often more expensive. Monthly premium rates for Medicare Advantage plans tend to vary dramatically based on location and the list of extra benefits provided. So that's a little short story for those in the audience who may not be aware of what the difference is between Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement plans. I have to tell you that I am a salesman of Medicare supplement plans licensed everywhere in the United States. I will not sell your typical Medicare Advantage plans because I don't want unhappy clients. But that's a whole story for another time as to why they people who buy Medicare Advantage plans might be dissatisfied at some point in the future. Wow. I managed to cram a lot of content into a short period of time, Randy, in order that you might torture me with your stump the Medicare sales guy or the insurance guy or whatever it is. So,
I just have a quick question, Doug. Have you ever considered being an auctioneer?
You know, I've seen auctioneers, and frankly, if I could understand what the heck they're saying, I don't think I can make my mouth parts work that way.
I've never figured out how they do that, but I'm fascinated because when I grew up, obviously, out in the western sticks of Nebraska on a ranch, we went to a lot of auctions. And as a child, I was always fascinated with the auctioneers.
There's one auctioneer that I wish I had seen in action. I was hired by Pacific Mutual, and I was basically the regional manager for Illinois, you know, Chicago, Illinois, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Indiana. And my counterpart to the east in Ohio, I met the guy a couple of times. He seemed like a real slug. And after he was fired from the company for non-performance, they found out he was basically spending all of his spare time being an auctioneer somewhere, which seems like an unusual career choice. And this guy could not auction his way out of a wet paper bag, as far as I could tell. I would love to have seen him in action to see if he actually could perform like a real auctioneer, or if he was as much of a slug up on the stage as I saw, in an office environment.
Well, before we get on to the one part of this show that Doug is not looking forward to, I must admit, there's one other thing that was always amazing to me, and I would be curious if people in the audience have any knowledge or any contact with square dance callers. I always found that to be a very fascinating type of occupation too. But anyway, long story short is we now have a professionally written and submitted list from Dominic Regina of Stump the Insurance Expert questions. So we don't have a lot of time today, but I'm going to give Doug a choice of three different general categories because we have many of them we can use going forward.
Dominic must be like an evil genius, I swear.
Okay, so here we go. We are going, I'm going to give you, there's three general categories. One is what happened in this day in history. Now, because it took a little bit of time to get the submission here, this is actually what happened in this day in history on February 22nd.
Okay, all right.
That is category one.
All righty.
The next category is Beatle trivia.
Okay, all right.
And the next category is St. Patrick's / Guinness beer trivia.
Okay, I'm going through the card catalog in my head, consisting of knowledge that I've gained over the years. And I'm going to drop category three right away because I'm not Irish. Although I love beer, if it's got Guinness trivia, I'm probably going to fail. Category one sounded likely until you realize it. If you're an alert listener to this podcast, you will have seen many, many failures of my being asked what happened on this day in history. The only thing I can think of for February 22nd would be George Washington's birthday. And if it's not George Washington related in some way, then I'm going to fall flat on my face again. And I have an idea that Dominic knew that when he constructed the evil questions. So I'm going to go with category number two, Randy.
Beatle trivia.
Yep.
That's a great choice. That's a great choice. So the first question on Beatle trivia. Now, there's several subsections of this, and I may give you an opportunity for a bonus makeup question if you don't
get
the first one.
I hope.
So, in 1969, on August, some particular day in August of 1969, there was a very famous album cover that the Beatles put out. And we would like to know which Beatle was it to cross Abbey Road first, as dictated on the album cover.
Oh, boy. You know, of all the times I've seen that photograph, I've never really thought about the order they were in. I know Paul is barefoot, and I'm going to say John. I think John might have been in the lead.
Oh, my God. It's right. You are absolutely correct.
Oh, cool. Take that, Dominic.
All right, so I'm going to give you one more bonus question because you are on a roll, Mr. Jones.
Okie dokie.
Okay, so obviously this was taken on Abbey Road, and I would like to know this kind of the logistics of that particular process. What did a British Bobby have to do while that process was ongoing?
I'm going to say that he stopped traffic. I think he was holding his arm up in the air to stop traffic, and they were walking across in the crosswalk until recently.
Yes.
If you walked in the middle of the block in California, you were going to be cited by an alert police officer. In London, apparently, it was even more demanding. So they walked across the street in a crosswalk while a bobby stopped the automobile traffic.
I'm going to have to give you that one. You are just on a roll today. The details, in addition to what Doug already said, was a bobby held up traffic for 10 minutes as 6 pictures were taken.
So they had to go back and forth across the street in order to have more pictures taken.
They had to go back and forth across the street 6 times. Now, if you know this one, you are my hero as related to Beatle trivia.
Okay.
The photograph was taken on what day and date in 1969?
Okay, I'm going to put a bullet in my brain right now because there's no way I wouldn't even have known it was 1969 to tell you the truth. So I'm going to plead ignorance and throw myself on the mercy of the court.
Well, I'm going to give it to you anyway, because you just did absolutely awesome today, Doug. The actual photograph that was used on the album cover was taken on Friday, August the 8th of 1969.
Okay, now what's the significance of that? Should I know that that date is memorable for any other reason?
That was the day they took the album cover.
Okay.
Pictures.
It wasn't the date the hood was sunk in night. Okay.
No, it had nothing to relate that to other than the fact that was the day that the pictures were taken. And again, I thank Dominic. This was an awesome submission. I have to take my hat off to Doug because he absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, and, nice try, Dominic.
We are out of our 75 cents worth of time, so we need to go ahead and land the plane here, bring the bus into the station. But there's a few little things I always like to take care of before we leave. Again, in case you haven't really discovered the fact, Doug is a nationwide licensed agent. He can help you nationwide on all your Medicare supplement needs and drug plans. Also, you can reach out to him, and he loves this. He gets up every morning with a bright, bright smile on his face, hoping that he will get some information, some contact, some letters at dbj@mlmmailbag.com. As I said last episode, we're making a few, I think, awesome changes to MedicareForTheLazyMan.com website. But in the meantime, if you can find someplace to rank us on a podcast rating board or the book and or the book. And if you could give us 5 stars, we would be ever so grateful and really excited. But for today, let's go ahead and sign off. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma originally, no more. He's camping out in Cave Creek, Arizona, up in the high altitudes. I think last episode we were about 12,000 feet. He's gotten higher since then. We're at about 14,500 today in his fortress of solitude.
Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen, and suck it, Dominic.